Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened flat to lower, following mostly higher levels in Asia. US dollar is softer versus euro, flat versus sterling and yen. US treasuries hold onto overnight gains. Oil, gold, and Bitcoin futures are lower. Industrial metals are higher. In macro news, markets are playing a waiting game ahead of the US July CPI report on Wednesday. The peak inflation narrative is still getting a lot of airplay amid sharp pullback in oil and food prices and fall in inflation expectations. However, recent recession concerns have been mitigated to some extent by the hot labor market. On the data front, updates overnight include a fall in Australian consumer sentiment to pandemic and financial crisis lows amid pressures from interest rates and inflation. Business survey unexpectedly strengthened amid resilient demand, but cost pressures continued to build. In Europe, the UK retail sector experienced a boost in July as the heatwave lifted demand. While the upturn was welcome, most of the takeaways highlight worries over the coming outlook and the impact of inflation on the reading. Denmark's June trade balance beat consensus. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the July Small Business Index, followed by the Q2 preliminary unit labor costs, Q2 preliminary productivity, and the weekly crude inventories. Otherwise, it's a quiet macro calendar with no European updates of note. Notable earnings reporters in the US before the open today include Cisco, Ralph Lauren, and Emerson Electric. Akamai Technologies, Wynn Resorts, and Welltower will report after the close. In corporate news, Snap is in an early stage of planning job cuts, though it is not clear how many of its 6,000 employees will be affected, The Verge reports. Groupon CEO has also revealed the company's plan to cut 500 jobs globally, accounting for 15% of its workforce. Azenta has announced agreement to acquire B Medical Systems for 410 million euros in cash plus earnout. Asian equities finished mostly higher on Tuesday. Greater China markets outperformed amid turnaround in Hong Kong. There is still a lot of media attention on Taiwan tensions, though there has been no additional escalation to impact market sentiment. Elsewhere in Asia, South Korea was firmer, Australia and Taiwan equities little changed. Japan was the main decliner, with SoftBank and Tokyo Electron being key drags on Japan benchmarks after posting earnings. European equity markets have had a slightly weaker open. Press focus is on the energy dynamics in Europe, with the heat wave in several countries set to increase pressure on infrastructure and hamper efforts to conserve energy ahead of winter. On the other hand, European natural gas prices are down for a third session to the lowest level in over a week, as fuel held in storage facilities across Europe has edged above season norms. There is no change in the UK leadership contest, with discussions related to the ever-increasing number of promises to support households and the economy. The government is under pressure to provide support now, but it is unlikely that there will be action until fall. Thank you for joining us for the US Market Preview for Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.